extreme tourism. An extreme environment is one in which there exists difficult environmental conditions for human survival. They include deserts, ice sheets, mountains and rainforests. All activities involved in these environments include an element of risk and often include a lot of physical exertion. Tourist activities count as extreme tourism includes rock climbing, whitewater rafting, bungee jumping, ice walking and paragliding. Younger adventure people often form the target market, sometimes called dinks, dual income, no kids, because of the fitness and the cash for such activities. Extreme tourism has expanded in popularity in recent years as people search adventure. Many people do not want package holidays in huge mass tourist resorts and are looking for something different in a holiday. This is where extreme tourism comes in. As air travel expands and people have more disposable income, these types of holidays are becoming more available. In addition, companies are realising that people will pay a lot of money for a specialised extreme holiday and are expanding as a result. This means that even more people can become extreme tourists. Antarctica is one place where you can become an extreme tourist, and this is your major case study. There are other environments though, such as the Franz Josef Glacier in New Zealand, Death Valley in the USA, boat trips to the Arctic, and tours of the Amazon rainforest to name but a few.